That's a flub for you. Welcome to Guys Plus.
What? No, that's a flub for you. You didn't tell me that you were actually physically starting right at that moment.
You said, let's go. Let's welcome to Guys Plus, a podcast about guys, a podcast about guys. I am Brian. With me is, he says his name is Callie Chris, but, you know, he's not. He was spending the whole time he was in L.A., all he did was announce that Ariel's pregnant.
I'll tell you what.
Also, watch Chive TV. That's all he did. He goes there and he watches Chive TV and makes life-changing announcements.
Can I just pull back a little bit and say that you said when he went to L.A., all he did was announce. I want to say I probably smoked about an ounce and a half, baby. No, I didn't actually smoke that much. But, yeah, no, we did some tourists. We had a lot of fun in Los Angeles. We saw a lot of films. We went to the world-famous comedy store. Have you ever been there before, Brian?
No. not something I would.
Largo. We went to Largo at the Coronet.
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of all of them.
A lot of people who live in different places have heard about the places, like on TV or just when other people are talking about it. Yeah. But to actually live it and to be there is very, very cool. Ran into Ike Barinholtz from Mad TV, Eastbound and Down, one of the funniest human giving him Mad TV as a credit, just like so disrespectful. He's done so many incredible things. Ran into him as well as his dad, who is, by the way, the judge on Jury Duty, the new show, okay. Jury Duty. So Ike Barinholtz. So ran into him with his mom and dad and had a little, you know, California LA chat there outside of the show. So yeah, just did that LA stuff. You know what I mean? Like walked up Runyon Canyon. We all know what that hike's like. Hey, God, was it hot up there, eh?
We actually did try to do Griffith Park the last time I was there.
The Griffith Park Observatory area. Yeah, that's kind of the tourist. That's the tourist version of Runyon Canyon. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm past this California stuff. I actually did wear my LA hat to do this. And I don't know if you checked, but my I've changed my
I did see that
location.
I like how you didn't even separate them by anything, so it just like
not enough space.
So it just says like LA, Quebec or Canada, and then Columbus, as if it's one place.
It is kind of.
Yeah, no, so, that's pretty impressive, pretty cool. Well, hey, Brian, nice to be back. It's been a while. We don't go a full week because we have the stream, but I wasn't on the stream, so it is nice to see you.
There is when we did the stream this week, I have some Tom and Bunny stuff, and people are like, "Oh man, are you ready?" And the guy even that sent it to me was like, "Are you going to do it tonight?" And I was like, "I got to do it when Chris is here, so it's not next week; it's the week after." We got Tom and Bunny stuff.
Why is that? What's happening?
I'm going to All Out Sunday. Well, I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to be in Chicago till Tuesday. So I'm not going to stream Sunday night so I can watch the best wrestling company that exists currently.
Oh, you're going to pull your phone out and watch something while you're at the event? No, but that did warm my heart. Can I say, I even told Ariel, I saw someone comment like, it may be in the Discord saying, "Hey, I really wish we got to see the Tom and Bunny stuff, but I understand." I think it was maybe on the Patreon. I understand not doing it because Chris isn't there. And it sort of warmed my heart because I was able to figure out that you were saving them for me. And it really made me feel good that like I get to see these two old, disgusting sex freaks as they tour around different nasty sex clubs. And I appreciate you not keeping that from me.
It's great new stuff. This is new stuff and maybe some old. I think it's been hinted to me. Now, I haven't watched it yet. It's been hinted to me that we might find out what Tom is into.
Like sexually. Voyeurism. Yeah, we've wanted to know specific. We figure voyeurism is one. He leaves some hints that he's a bit of a voyeur. He tends to talk about watching quite a bit, so I think that probably is one of them. But yeah, like to find out, like, hey, what does he like you to do with his cock?
That's all I want to know. Kind of only want to know that. But I'm gonna start out. This might become a Guys Plus tradition here. Mm-hmm. The upcoming 2023 Pastafarian holidays. We'd tell people that observe what's coming up. Today, as we record this, is Wednesday, and of course it's not a holiday for some reason. There's got to be, right? Okay, so August 30th. This calendar is the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm going to blame the calendar.
Where are you looking? Like, where is this calendar? Have you made it? Or is it like a Google calendar? Or is it a calendar that the Pastafarians made?
Why would I make a calendar for Pastafarians?
I don't know. Today. You do a lot of fucked up stuff. But this is made by Pastafarians. You're trying to follow a calendar made by Pastafarians. So, yeah, I think we can give you a break here.
Okay, we got it. It's Candle in a Wine Bottle Day as we record this on a Wednesday. Candle in a Wine Bottle Day. So,
what's the joke meant to be about these holidays? Like that they're meaningless things that people always normally do anyways. Like, what can we hear a couple more of them so I can try to understand how they're trying to be funny?
Well, for the listeners of this podcast, they just missed on Thursday, August 31st, Alter Ego Day. So.
What do you mean? Like, you know, hang on. So is there one every day?
Yes. Like Alter Ego Day.
So
no explanation at all. None.
So is the joke that is it making fun of religious holidays? It's sort of like taking an idea of like, hey, religions just get to make holidays based on whatever they want. And then like, is that what the point they're trying to make? Are they even still on that part of it? Or is this
every day is a holiday, I think, is what they're getting at. It's like the stripper factory and the beer volcano. It's like another one of those like things where it's like, hey, probably Pastafarianism.
Probably a lot of them. A lot of them. It probably is because probably a lot of them don't work. Is that safe to say? You know, a lot of them are like you think they do. I'm thinking of them as like libertarians, like living off the land, not in the sense like they don't work because they can't find a job or whatever. I'm saying that they're like the kind of people who are like, I'm going to live off grid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I see them as like people that are like kind of the funniest person at work. You know what I mean?
But also, in the lunchroom. Yeah.
Yeah. Annoying. Yeah. Friday, the day you're all listening, I mean, the day this was released.
So a lot of people are hearing this. This is today. So you can get into the festivities, perhaps.
It is Hobbit Remembrance Day.
Like, where do these come from? Do you just submit them? Can you find any history of where this calendar, like, where did you find the calendar?
I found the calendar on PastafarianCalendar.com.
No.
Where do you, that's where I'm at.
No, you're doing a joke on me.
And these
are
official.
You're doing a joke on me. It's at PastafarianCalendar.com. So it's not like, I guess there's no real official thing because it's not an officially recognized.
It's not a real thing here.
I just wonder, like, if you're a Pastafarian, like, do they actually do things for any of this? Like,
well, it says it's a social movement that promotes a lighthearted view of religion. So Saturday, September 2nd. So if you are listening to this Saturday, September 2nd, it is Nipple Appreciation Day. Kind of a sex guy thing, you know.
Hashtag free the nipple.
Yeah, it's Nipple Appreciation Day, but they put a baby bottle. Sunday, September 3rd, when I'll be at All Out, is Say No to Haggis Day.
Man, you gotta stop.
Okay, but I gotta get
Brian,
them all in.
Brian. Brian, when nobody even talks about haggis anymore.
I know.
like haggis is like from my childhood. It was like the nasty thing to eat. I am not kidding you when I say this, Brian. And of course, if you're in Scotland, I would assume you maybe hear about it more. You know, but I'm saying as just an international idea of bad food, I have not heard haggis for at least 15 years.
Liver and onions is that way in the United States. Like back when Brussels sprouts was really big.
Brussels sprouts one of my favorite foods. Yeah.
But when I was a kid, you know, it was all, oh, they're making me
broccoli, Brussels sprouts. Yeah. Those, I understand that, but like haggis, when was the last time you heard someone talking about how nasty haggis is?
I can't even possibly I was probably like in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah. That was in 1998, I believe, is when that film came out. But yeah, the idea that like they're just assuming we all kind of like, hey, you know, we all hate haggis, right? So make a joke based on that premise. And everyone's like, haggis, I do know that word from something in my childhood.
Yeah, Monday, which is Labor Day in the United States, unless you're Pastafarian, is Rock Appreciation Day. So Michael Nolan did the double thing there, you know?
That's quite incredible. Rock Appreciation Day, filling in for the Labor Day. I like that. Fuck Labor Day. Now, it's safe to say on that type of a day, you're not gonna want to listen to Run DMC.
Or Dolly Parton.
You're not going to want to listen to Dolly Parton.
You do not want to hear Dolly Parton.
You're not going to want to.
Missy Elliott? No.
No, thank you.
Don't even think about that.
No, thank you. Maybe on the next day. Maybe Tuesday. Maybe on Tuesday,
September Fish. Fish.
Oh, thank goodness. September Fish, everybody. That's what a lot of you have been waiting for. He hasn't given us a good one like that in a while. That's really September Fish.
That might be the worst one. I am the most humiliated by that.
September Fish. What are you, David the Shark over here? Oh, that's
September 5th is Gargling Day.
That seems like there's you can't even react to these. They're just nothing. They're just not even anything. They're not even like they're not making me feel anything at all.
It's true. Because like, Wednesday, the last one we're gonna do here is Diablo Sauce Day. So you know exactly what you have to do. You have to go to Taco Bell and get Diablo sauce.
Okay, so we don't have Taco Bell.
Okay. Well, that's Diablo sauce is a Taco Bell thing.
I've heard of a Diablo sandwich.
And a large Dr. Pepper.
But I don't know the Diablo sauce. I could maybe they have a few locations around here, but I never really had Taco Bell. So it's not really. Okay. I thought that Diablo was like, it's hot sauce though, right?
Yeah. It's the hottest of the sauces, I think, at Taco Bell. I usually just get hot. But
I got you. It is kind of cool that just in a week of Pastafarian holidays, we've managed to zero in on two of our guys, like, you know, hot sauce guys and rock guys.
I know. Well, the other thing I looked up, found it interesting. I actually saw a review of it, so I wanted to read a few reviews, and that is the Duke Cannon brand bourbon soap, which is a soap from Buffalo Trace.
Oh, hang on. I know Buffalo Trace. That's the one that sponsors Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Buffalo Trace whiskey is the one that sponsors Joe Rogan's podcast. And he talks about how it's the best because obviously it sponsors his podcast. But that's one brand I actually know.
It's called Duke Cannon Supply Company Big American Bourbon Soap. Bourbon Oak Barrel 2-pack of 10-ounce superior grade soap. Made with Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, not Pappy. So, kind of why.
Yeah, I know. It's like, in all seriousness, if you're going to the trouble to wash yourself with whiskey and you're not going to make it Pappy,
stupid.
That's actually stupid. You're going to smell fucking awful. You're going to smell like shit whiskey.
Well, I did read some reviews, and this first one.
Oh, no. So there are people complaining about how bad they smell.
Douglas E. Forbes says, very disappointed. No scent. So not only do they not care what they... But he goes, huge bar of soap. Lathers up very well, but extremely disappointed that there is no actual scent that I or others can detect. Trust it was an error of omission during that particular batch. Had such high hopes for this item. I think I will stick with the manly soaps like Caswell Massey or others.
So this guy is upset that he's not walking around smelling like whiskey all the time. This guy's just like, it's actually fucked up. Like, I got pulled over by a cop and he did not even breathalyze me. I think he probably should have, smelling, you know, the alcohol coming off of me from the soap. Yeah, because if you were using a whiskey soap, wouldn't you always, and if it did smell like that, it would be like in your pore, you'd be smelling like liquor all the time.
I think you want it to smell like the barrel more than the whiskey, but the whiskey barrels still smell like whiskey. I used to smoke meat with these Jack Daniels barrel bottles.
God, that must have tasted like crap.
No, it was.
Have you ever considered doing it with one by the name of Pappy?
It was Jack Daniels Burial.
It's okay. It's okay. No one's going to even remember. They're all going to remember the September fish. I promise you that one is just going to fly right under the radar.
I might need to just start podcasting every day to make sure I don't come back and say September fish.
Yeah. So you could honestly flub like 100 more times and no one would remember any of them. They would only remember September fish.
Dave Tressel also gave it 1 star with the subject line, no fragrance. I've purchased this product several times.
Initially, oh, he went back again. Oh, this guy got absolutely fucking swindled.
Yeah. I've purchased this product several times. Initially, it was great and had a good oak barrel fragrance as advertised.
Okay.
I recently repurchased 2 bars and was disappointed when I received them as there is no fragrance whatsoever. Just a waxy bar of soap smell. Very disappointing.
Okay, so is there a chance that it used to smell like whiskey and then people are like, yo, I don't want to actually smell like whiskey, and they changed it? Or maybe that other person is right, that maybe just certain batches don't come out with the same strong scent.
It is interesting because Josh Den did give it 2 stars. Mm-hmm. He said, I really wanted to love this soap, but alas, it smells like a musty meat locker.
Okay.
But you don't want to smell like that, I don't think. On the plus side, the scent lasts the whole 25 seconds, so you won't stink too long. Again, I wonder love this soap, but I just can't. Positive note, it's a big-ass brick of soap, as stated. Can't speak for the other scents, but do not recommend this one. So,
this guy that is a true whiskey guy, though. Like, that's a true bourbon guy, like, for real, because he's just like, I love whiskey so much that I was like trying to trick myself into liking this because it's so much a part of my personality. But even I couldn't fool myself.
Well, this guy says, I wanted to like it, but it was not for me. It really dried my skin out, leaves my skin really weird feeling. If I rinse it off and wipe my hand across my chest, my hand sticks to me. When I rub my hands together after rinsing, my hands won't slide against each other. It's like there's zero lubricating moisturizers from the soap. It's got an interesting scent to it. The bar lasts a long time. The box has funny stuff on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, Mike just love to get the box, and
I'm sure it's very funny humor.
Yeah, I love to get my Duke Cannon.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not exactly the type of stuff you would read on the Chive.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The bar lasts a long time. The box has funny stuff on it, but it's just not for me. I threw the bar away after being questioned daily by my girlfriend. Why are you still using that crap? I'd used about 90% of the bar to give it a real chance. So it was nice.
His girlfriend's like, just please stop using that nasty soap. Poor woman has to deal as a, like, yeah, you almost used the whole bar. You almost used the whole bar.
And I'm sure it's him complaining more than it's her saying.
Yeah, totally.
Because it doesn't smell like anything.
I'm sure that she's just like, hey, if you hate it so much, why do you keep using it? This is not a good way to be. Just get different soap. It's very cheap for soap.
Here's one I found super interesting. The guy says, smells like old man cologne, which I think is like what you'd be going for.
Yeah, that's what you would, your best case scenario, in my opinion.
Yeah. And he goes, I've been interested in Duke Cannon soaps for a while and finally,
What are your interests? Someone asks you on a date, what are your interests? Duke Cannon bourbon soaps. Oh, very cool. I just gotta go to the washroom. Why are you taking your purse to the washroom and all of your
you got some Duke Cannon soap in there? Yeah,
do they have Duke Cannon soap? She runs out the door.
Sadly, I don't get the appeal. It smells like old man soap and old man cologne. On the plus side, it is a huge bar of soap, so the ROI is definitely there.
So basically, the consensus we're getting is this fucking sucks shit. It's the worst soap in the world, but there's a lot of it. Great.
I love line.
Listen, it costs $100 for this big, huge bag of dog shit. And it's literally dog shit. And it's really runny, disgusting shit. But there's a lot of it.
Here's a 2-star review. Boxes are scratched and damaged. Not what I would expect for a limited edition collector's type item.
It's not a collector's item. It's soap, man. It's meant for to wash your body. It's not a collector's item.
It's a collector's. I collect Duke Cannon soaps.
Yeah, I collect bourbon soaps. I mean, what, you got an issue with that?
Musky scent with no hint of bourbon or oak barrel. Strong scent from the box. Was buying at a local store and thought it was from shipping with other soaps. Musky scent, not oak or bourbon. So he smelled it at the store. And didn't like it.
I got you. Yeah, musky. I mean, that's what I would be expecting from a bourbon, scent or whatever.
And he goes, whole bathroom smelled like it this morning just from a night of the bar sitting in the shower. Just don't know what it is supposed to smell like. Leaves a very waxy, dry feeling on your skin when you see it. From reading other reviews on here, it seems that they don't have their scents down yet. Won't buy again. Will wait a while before trying any of their other products. So, Duke Cannon, you have let Jake down. And here's the last one. This is the weirdest one, I promise. Subject line, smells like a screen door. It doesn't...
I don't know what one smells like. I would imagine they smell differently.
It doesn't smell too bad when you use it, but just smelling the bar, it smells like a screen door.
Maybe if you're listening and you're saying, no, I understand what they're referring to. Like, I know that screen door smell. Maybe I'm wrong. I have had screen doors in my life. I have one now. I've had them all my whole life, and I have never smelled my screen door.
No, I don't know what a screen door smells like. So another product I decided to look into. So we did Pastafarians. We did Bourbon Guys. I thought History Guys haven't been around for a while. So
yeah, and I wasn't even on the History Guys episode. So it's all I know nothing about these. And I'm also dumb about I don't know anything about history.
So this is
I prefer to just repeat mistakes.
Actually, an incredibly funny.
Sorry. Just before while we're still on the Bourbon Guys, I did want to. Somebody sent me. I posted it, but someone sent me this great DM that I did want to share for anyone who's not on social media. It's from Dog with a Big Dick, which is Dr. Pepper 10 on Twitter. Said, had this thought at the doctor's office. Do you think? An imbiber's piss is of higher quality. If you drink only Pappy, is your piss and shit and throw up worth more?
It should be.
And then they actually corrected themselves and said, imbibe Pappy. Fuck. So they recognized they made a mistake saying drinking only Pappy. That's not how you do it, obviously. But that is a very good question, a philosophical question to think about. I think the answer is yes, right?
You're a person that's into piss, you want to buy Pappy piss.
If you're into water sports, you want to get a hold of someone like people pissing in your mouth, which people are into it. I've seen a video of it on the internet. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And so if they're you love it?
No, you love it.
Oh no. I think you said I love it.
I didn't say I love
it's okay. It's okay. The it doesn't matter.
Heard me say you love it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But yeah, I think that's safe to say if you're into water sports, you can find someone who drinks exclusively Pappy, you're gonna have a better quality piss in your mouth.
That is absolutely true. I do agree with you, Chris. This product is the Constitution of the United States of America and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And the author says by the founding fathers. So
wait a second.
This is a book.
Is it the real one?
Yes, it's the real one.
So hang on. So who has the right to do it's public? It's public domain, and anyone could just do.
Tell me
more. Explain to me more about what this is.
You could absolutely just make your own constitutions and sell them. if you wanted to.
But it's using the actual Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there was a period there in the early in the late 2000s, maybe early 2010s, where like conservatives were all like, make sure you have a pocket constitution on you just in case somebody pulls you over and you can point to your rights on the Constitution and the police will have to let you go. It was that kind of sort of thing that was going on.
I think you would want to read it. Just my thing would say you'd want to read it and know it. So then you can cite it. I don't know if you'd want to physically take it out and point to a section when the police officer is there. I don't know if they'd take too kindly to that. But yeah, it's a sort of freeman of the land too, not just conservatives, but libertarians as well, I think, are all over that.
Well, this is an interesting product because the first comment I saw was not a USA published version. I will be using it to compare to the original and complete documents and highlight discrepancies. It was published by East India Publishing Company in Ottawa, Ontario, which is also owned by an Indian entrepreneur. So gave it a 1-star review for that.
Because it was an immigrant who did it?
From or not even an immigrant in Canada.
An immigrant in Canada who did it. Yeah, I mean, listen, we know a lot about American stuff in Canada, it doesn't go the same. You can't think of it. You guys know this, obviously, the listeners, but like, it's not the same as the other way. It's not like we know as much about America as you guys know about Canada. We know way, way, way more. We are constantly inundated with all of your media and all of your politics all the time and your history, and we even learn about it in school. And it's quite weird, actually. So it's not that surprising. It's not surprising, but hey. It's good to scrutinize things like that. If he's just going through and pointing out inaccuracies or whatever, then I think that's worthwhile. If he's saying, hey, this is something that was taken out from the original.
Let me throw this out for you. The subject line says, don't buy, does not include all 27 amendments. Do not buy this book. It does not contain all 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. It only has the first 10 (parentheses) Bill of Rights. It is virtually worthless because it does not include a complete copy of the U.S. Constitution as amended.
So now I don't know. See, again, I know nothing about this. When was the last amendment to the U.S. Constitution?
I couldn't even tell. I mean, probably in the fucking 60s or 50s. Would be my guess.
So then what is the reason why? Presumably this book was written or this thing was done well after that. So why did they leave those out?
Well, I'm going to read you a few more reviews here. 1992 was the 27th Amendment.
Okay, so is there a chance that this was actually published before those amendments happened?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
This is specifically a guy that's like just using Amazon as a way to using the Constitution. This book is hardbound and a beautiful blue. Unfortunately, they've decided to only print amendments now. 11 through 27 instead of 1 through
10. So wait.
So Dario got 1 through 10. And then this next person got 11 through 27 in their book.
Is there different editions?
I don't think you would. The first 10 are the most important ones.
We've all heard of the famous, like Moses, the 10 amendments.
Yep. And well, there's also all the amendments are important, I guess. But like the 10 ones are the ones you learn in school that like you have to be able to reference. The 11 through 27, I don't even necessarily really know. I mean, obviously there's ones about banning slavery and stuff like that in there. But the 1992 one looks like it was just that the government has to ask. They have to the Senate, in order to give senators a raise, that has to pass the Senate, which isn't necessarily a great law. But she says 11 through 27, they purposely skipped the first 11 of the 27 amendments. Now, here is the part. Why? These are arguably the most important amendments of them all, and they left them out. I am absolutely disappointed with my purchase due to this. This is censorship, plain and simple.
Censorship? I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem like that, because it doesn't seem like those amendments would be political. Like, it wouldn't be based on one party. Like, some of them would probably favor, you know, Republicans, and some would favor Democrats, I would say, if you're going over a long period of time, right?
Well, and then, okay, so here's the next part.
I guess it is censorship, though, in some way. Like, they are taking out a part of it. If you're being technical, I guess it is. Listen, I think these people have the good grade. It should be complete, but also you should not be buying this version of it.
Get on the internet and look it up.
You should not be buying from this person, this random person who made this thing.
Here's another interesting one, Chris. Contains parts of another book.
What?
There's something going on with this thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, okay, after page 22, parts of the book, The Gift of the Magi, are sloppily misprinted. After 7 pages, the original book continues on page 23.
Okay, so the publisher is having some problems.
Yeah.
Unless these people are completely wild, it's safe to say the publisher has had some issues, perhaps, and there's been some misprinting happening, and this might not be a reputable book publisher. Is that safe to say?
It is very safe to say. Okay. We should, honestly.
Whoa.
Something we should do.
I just heard that, by the way. What was that?
Motherfucker. Yeah, we're about to check in with some of our friends.
Okay. How'd
you hear it, though?
I don't know. I don't know how your tech is set up. I can tell you I certainly did hear it. Yeah.
Well, all right. We are going to look into a guy that we like, always have loved, and I'm going to check in with somebody.
Ah, fucking hell. He looks so annoyed. Like, the screenshot of it. This is Opie, by the way. He probably just pulled up a fucking Opie out on his beachfront fucking place or whatever. And he's just got this, like, his face is all scrunched up, like he's pissed off and like he's annoyed and he's about to rant on something.
Oh, and he's about to rant on something that they said in the chat, because it's the weirdest thing in the world. There's like 5 people that come on and are like, you know what? That's, you know, the chat is kind of, we love you, Opie, you know, all that stuff. But then, like,
well, some,
90% of the chat is people trying to get him mad.
And then sometimes it's someone who's just saying something completely random and he can't figure it out. And his name is Tony Speed.
Oh, we love Tony Speed.
We love Tony Speed. We love. Yeah, well, Tony Speed, yeah, he might have died.
It's possible. So let's check in with Opster. I got 3 videos of the Opster. I think we'll have some fun with this. This is 1 day ago. Can I also see the tags?
I can't see them. Do you want to read them?
Jocktober, Opie and Anthony, and Stern.
Stern. Stern. Is that a new one? I don't know that we saw that on the last one. Stern. Does he mention Stern in this clip?
I don't think he does in this clip. We do have a clip where he mentions Stern, but no.
That's cool to put a hashtag Stern when he's just not even mentioned in.
He's so good at that. Remember the video? I don't know if you'll remember this, but we did one time on his stream watch a video where he explained why he uses the hashtags.
Yeah, I vaguely recall, because we were really interested in it when he used the Patrice O'Neill hashtag. That one we thought was kind of in poor taste.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's check this out here.
Why does he just to be clear? Why does he use that? What did he say?
Why? Because it's his stuff, and he has a right to use it on here because he's part of creating it. Now, he's not at all any part of creating anything on Howard Stern. So,
no. And also, he's not interesting. Also, Patrice O'Neill, I mean, listen, you helped his career out with all his appearances, but I don't think you could say you created Patrice O'Neill.
Well, I mean, he kind of has a Bill Burr video that I didn't get to watch, mm-hmm. where he talks, did Opie and Anthony create Bill Burr? And I didn't watch it because I know it's, yes, they're going to say it was. But So let's get this guy going here. My favorite stinger in all of
Oh, Sammy Sweetheart makes a return tonight, I think. Let me look this up. Oh, sorry, you're still there? All right, looking stuff up, guy. Quality bit. I don't care. There's no pressure. That's why I love doing this. There's literally no pressure. I don't got some idiot that's like, you can't talk.
There's actually no pressure because
it's 189 views. It used to be on one of the biggest radio shows in one of the biggest markets in the fucking North America. And you had like millions of people who were like, you can't compare the two as if they're doing the same.
I love it. I love that he is like, he's totally, well, here, let's hear more.
You almost said the Q word. And I want to see you after the show in my office. Guess what? I see nobody. I turn this off and I see my family.
I would argue that you don't see anybody when you're on this either.
Yeah, there's not very many people. There's not too many people watching, but it is cool. Like, hey, you got to listen. Everyone's got to live their lives. Everyone wants to feel like they're worthwhile, even people we hate. And so, like, I understand it, but it is pretty wild to see him sort of framing this situation up as this positive, artistic fucking freedom that he has, when in reality he's fallen off of the fucking mountain and he's now sitting outside on his phone broadcasting to 30 people.
Well, and everybody who talks about, sort like, when he starts talking about the freedom that he has and stuff like that, it really is because nobody's paying attention. Like, he could say the N-word,
yeah,
and it wouldn't even probably make it to, like, it would make it to the subreddit, like a subreddit. It would never even make the news. He could literally say anything he wants.
It's the,
nobody's paying attention.
No one watches. It's the same. It's basically the idea that, like, listen, I can do whatever I want. Like, I can get naked and cover myself in shit and start eating my own shit and run around. As long as nobody's around watching, then I can do whatever the fuck I want. And then when there's people around watching and taking note of it, then they might scrutinize some of the stuff that you do from time to time. Yeah, that's the way things work.
I mean, I never catch him live because, you know, he's on in the morning.
Maybe what time in the morning?
I think it's like 6 or 7 Eastern.
Like Eastern, yeah. That's early for me even.
Yeah, I think maybe somebody we can find. I can have my daughter do it for me, actually, because she.
Well, no, don't do that.
No, but I'm gonna pay her to.
No. Don't make her watch. Don't make her watch Opie. That's
what she's getting paid for.
No, keep her away from Opie.
She has Facebook. And I don't want to be on Facebook, so I'm going to pay her to look at Facebook groups to find stuff for guys. But another duty of her job could be finding out what time Opie comes on and letting us know how many views
are live. How many
viewers are live. She doesn't have to watch the whole thing.
Does he do it every day?
Yes. He does it every day a couple times a day.
Brian, I'll do it because I get up at 3:30 a.m. like, you know, which is 6:30 Eastern once a week. So I can do it once a week. I can definitely look into it.
I actually want my daughter to do it because it's funny to make a unexpected person listen to Opie.
Okay, if you it's your daughter, so I don't want to. I just think that it's probably, like, it's not fair. I hate, we already have to deal with it. It's already in our head. You don't need to put it in other people's heads, you know?
Chris, she needs a job, and I am going to help her.
Well, I agree on that 100%. I would love to bring her into the guys' verse. I think she's super cool, and I think she would help out a lot. I just don't know about making her watch Opie.
And Facebook. And go through Facebook.
That's
groups.
Fine. Like, just don't make her watch Opie. Just don't make her watch Opie.
I want to, though. I think it'd be so funny how annoyed she'd be at this. Okay, let's hear.
Some worse than when you're, like, trying to, like, entertain a radio audience and you're just busting your balls. You're feeling all the stress and the anxiety and the pressure, and you got these middle management dopes down the hall that do nothing. And they march down the hall and they, like, through the glass, they're like,
he's okay. Going like this with his finger. He's doing a wagging of a finger.
And you hear him yelling through the thick glass.
You don't. Oh, so he's doing a bit point, about
like, after the show down the hall. You're like, oh god.
Oh no.
Then you sit there for the next hour, like, oh god, I got to deal with a stupid suit.
Oh my
god. Can someone let me know when pumpkin spice season begins? I'm just sitting here waiting.
Sorry, I saw.
I'm waiting.
So can you use this as the can you use that, can you go back, can you use that as the image, please? So for the episode on Patreon, so people can see this, he's using a face filter on TikTok. He has put this up, you know, doing a funny little silly video. It has 5 likes.
He's talking about pumpkin spice, Chris.
Yeah, pumpkin spice season.
Really, why he's not at the top of his game. I would have to say that Anthony 1,000,000,000% is not doing those kind of jokes. You know what I mean? Like,
No, Anthony's actually doing the exact same jokes that he was doing on Opie and Anthony, and he's still doing them. So that is a little different. Anthony literally, he's like, I haven't changed one bit. Like, literally, you're actually doing the same jokes and the same references as you were when you're on Opie and Anthony.
100%. Yeah.
And by the way, yeah, just to be clear, Anthony is now completely fallen as well.
He's done.
They're both toast. Like when we started Chalktober, that wasn't the case. He had a bit of an empire going on with his Compound Media, but that all just absolutely collapsed, and like, he's just done now.
Yeah, like nobody gives a shit what he's up to. Here's the next Opie video for us.
He looks a little better here, I will say. He's got his shades on. His beard is nicely trimmed. He looks like as good as I've seen him look in a while in this episode.
So people have been asking me for years now what a shock jock is, like to properly define a shock jock. Now, here's the thing. I personally think that we've gotten it across, but every year when we do stuff or anytime we do anything shock jock related, people are like, is this guy a shock jock? Is this guy a shock jock? And it's like, you have to be like, maybe, I don't know. You know what I mean? But I found this video that Opie did a day ago that's perfect. It says, Opie explains what a shock jock was. 237 views. Jocktober, hashtag Jocktober, hashtag Opie and Anthony, hashtag wow.
Which I love hashtag wow, like him thinking that is going to somehow have Whip 'em Out Wednesday fans on it and not people just hashtagging wow.
Absolutely. Or World of Warcraft.
Or World of Warcraft.
How many things it could be. Yeah. Which is not. And if a World of Warcraft guy was like, looking for stuff about World of Warcraft and he stumbled upon Opie. It's like, yeah, okay. Let's hear what a shock jock is.
Sweet fingers. What is a shock jock? Wow, you're
by
young,
the way, I just want to, I just want to, the person actually said, what is a shock a jock?
What viz a shock a jock?
Yeah, what, Mike Volka. What is a shock a jock?
What viz a shock a jock?
What viz a shock a jock?
Well, I'll be so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, he's just fair enough. That's a right. That's a right move by Opie to not call out the flub or whatever. Immature to calling out every flub somebody makes.
Yeah, it really is. So for those of you that are thinking about going on Twitter and writing September Fish, keep that to the Patreon. The people on Twitter do not need to see that. You know?
Yeah, I love how Brian, the people who don't have the context for it, they don't listen to the Patreon, and it's just a bunch of people attacking. That's my favorite. And I don't want people to take that and say, oh, it's Chris's favorite. We should go do it on Twitter. Nah, I'm just saying.
Leave it on the Patreon.
Leave it on the Patreon, but if it does get over to Twitter, God, that's my favorite, and God, do I ever laugh so hard.
Well, you're just encouraging them.
I'm not even meaning to, though, Brian. I understand it might have that effect, but I'm actually just saying it's the funniest thing in the world to me. I don't want anyone to do it, but if it happens, God, do I ever laugh and appreciate it.
I love that it's so funny when they embarrass me in front of my friends and pull my pants down. And
yeah. No, I agree. I agree. It's funny. It's funny to me, too.
It's not. Okay, let's find out what a shock a jock is. What is a shock a jock?
What if it's a shock a jock?
Why are you, what, can I ask, like, how are you watching the Opie radio stream if you don't know what a Shaka Jock is?
Yeah, if you've never heard of a Shaka Jock, then, or you don't, not familiar, then yeah, how did you become a fan of Opie? Was it through the Beer Show?
I wish. This guy will not do.
Oh, did you see that? Somebody on social media, I wish I could give them credit for it, but somebody asked him on YouTube, when's the Beer Show coming back? And Opie responded, soon.
Oh, Opie, give us, and we want Ollie, not Robert.
Of course. Now, I kind of am interested to know what Robert's up to. I hate his guts, but I do. I like a little check in with Robert, but you can't let him carry an episode like the famous Rub and Tug episode.
Please where don't let him tell
where don't let him do a bit for the entire time that becomes the focal point of the episode. I think they recognize that was a mistake.
We also definitely do not want to hear stories about the mansion he lives in. Or what.
Yeah, tell him to ease off the stories of him growing up fabulously wealthy.
All right. Huh? Shock Jock was a style of radio. I would love to know who came up with the term Shock Jock.
Journalist, probably.
Yeah.
It was a type of radio where you push the envelope as far as you can, come up with crazy ass bits, and everybody was in on it. The advertisers, management, program. Okay.
Now he's doing the thing where he's like, I shouldn't have been. Like, he's always like, we should have never got in trouble. And okay, so Anthony really was hired to say shocking stuff, right? Whether you agree with his firing or not, you know. He was hired to do that. So, you know, that makes sense how he got fired. Now, Opie acts like it's bullshit, you know, that I got fired when what he did wasn't even on the radio. He took a picture of a guy taking a shit and then showed it to everybody the guy works at.
Oh, what? Too shocking for you, Brian?
It's a totally different thing. Like, yeah. Anthony said racist stuff on Twitter, and I don't care that he got fired, but he was doing what he had been hired to do.
Yeah, like, and we talked about it all the time. Like, it was bizarre that they fired him for that. I agree. He should have never been on the radio saying it, but he was. He was on the radio saying that type of stuff every single week, and then went on social media and said it, and then they're just like, oh, you're fired. You can't talk like that. It's like, well, you kind of have him on the air saying that stuff every single day. Being like, you know, very racist.
They're embarrassed because it broke containment.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Like, they were fine with it until people on the outside saw what was going on.
Yeah,
on the inside, you know what I mean? And but Opie, 1,000,000% deserved to be fired. Yes. It's just. You can't.
And also the way, if you could see the way when he first started answering the question, he literally like looked up into the sky, like he looked to the, like the side of the fucking camera and gave this like real, like he's like pontificating, like really like thoughtful sort of. God, if you guys could see his face while he's saying this shit, you would be so much more annoyed. I promise you, you're listening to it like, oh, this is a pretty normal response. If you saw the visual going along and see how fucking arrogant he looks right now and full of himself, you'd be mad. I promise.
Yeah.
Directors, everybody was in on it. Everybody. And then when you got in trouble, the company had to make believe they gave a crap, but the company also knew, like a show like Opie and Anthony were bringing in millions of dollars of profits a day for those guys.
I know. How much you make now?
Millions of dollars. Well, he makes at least $50 per stream.
Well, it depends. Like, he literally, like, he needs Tony Speed to show up.
I know.
And do his $25 or whatever. Otherwise, he's, like, not making any money that day.
Should I join? Oh, my God. I didn't. I just widened the thing. I clicked more. A young viewer of Opie's live stream asks, what is a shock jock? Hashtag ONA. Hashtag Jocktober. Hashtag wow. Hashtag Anthony Cumia.
Full name. I'm the, like, he's typing that out. This is a person who you guys are mortal enemies. you guys hate each other worse than any other human being on the planet, and you are literally hashtagging his full name to try to get more people to come watch your video.
And I would say that, you know, you do not actually want people searching the Anthony Cumia hashtag on your OP.
Most definitely. The people who are searching and trying to find Anthony stuff right now are doing it specifically to hate on him. And
racism.
Racism. Or if they're fans of his, then they're awful, awful also racist.
For the racism, too. Yeah. Here we go.
They would issue a press release, you know, scolding us, basically. And they're on the clock, and we suspended them without paying. We did this and that. And then they would always drag us, usually by our ears, down the hall, and basically say, keep up the good job. And I would
keep
yell,
up the good job.
That's actually a pretty common phrase. Keep up the good job.
Keep up the good job. Okay.
Keep up the good job is what people often will say to you if you're doing a good job.
2 weeks without pay, they're like, oh, we're paying you every single penny. We're just saying that to calm everybody down. So, you know, everyone just kind of.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, I had to stop it. He's got a huge thing, and he goes, that doc, which is this documentary that me and Chris should watch, but it's going to annoy me. So
which one is it? Is it like the Vice, behind?
There's a Vice thing,
yeah,
where they Dark Side of the 2000s,
mm-hmm.
where they talked about the Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony sort of radio war, the shock jock radio wars, and people are like, you should watch it, mm-hmm. and I'm like. And then I hear, well, the podcaster they got to talk to is terrible and he doesn't know anything. And then I get annoyed that what the hell am I doing?
Who did they get? Do we know? Can we slander
the rise and fall of Opie and Anthony guy? I have to search it.
Because I mean, you should have been involved. Definitely.
It seems like, but you know what? I did search, and my name doesn't come up when you search like Opie and Anthony or anything like that. But I would shock jocks, the rise and fall of Opie and Anthony. And I'm looking, and it's Apple Podcasts. I think
probably they're looking for someone maybe who is like a little bit more serious and less like making fun of them.
Yeah, I agree too. I mean, they wanted. But I gotta say, we know so much.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing. I think I know an alarming amount about shock jocks, and I think you know even more than I do. But I just think that like the insight we would bring is just not the tone that they're looking for something like that, you know?
Yeah. He goes, that doc was a hit piece on you guys. I was disgusted at Howard's words towards Mancow's deceased father. Well, actually, now I gotta cut in here and say I love that, and I've listened to it 100 fucking times.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So funny. I know you and Ant went after Mancow, but you kept it classy. Yet Howie is the quote hero in the end.
Howard's just the one who became the most successful, the biggest. You know, like
also the one who changed. I don't know. Like he changed with the times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a way that these guys, they could never exist now because they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Kind of knew. It was like us. It was Howard. It was Ron and Fez to a point.
To a point.
Don and Mike, Mancow, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Damn.
Tom Likas.
So wait a second. He's just naming all of the people from Shocktober. Yeah. We've talked about all of these people.
Yeah. Here's the last one we got here, Chris. I don't know if you're going to remember this, but I'm going to put it in here. You didn't read Anthony's book, right?
No.
Okay. I did. And here we go.
Permanently suspended, right?
Permanently suspended.
With a really funny cover on it where he just like
he's looked in jail. Over,
yeah, and he looks so ridiculous.
In jail.
Yeah.
All right. Anthony and Jimmy lying about Howard Stern. is the name of the video. 932 views one day ago. So I do think that if you write Anthony and Jimmy, people will watch the video. And I think that's what he knows. Because if you look up here in my recommended videos, the return of Opie and Anthony is impossible. Opie Radio, 737 views. Now, everything we've watched before was 190 views. Rich Voss getting us into the Donald Trump roast is 292 views. So, like, you know, you go through and he's just, you know, he's trying to game the system. It's never going to fucking work, but here we go.
Jim and Anthony said what? I never read Anthony's book. Jim and Anthony said Stern was a decent guy and permanently suspended. They would not know that.
Wait, what?
So Anthony and Norton in the book, and you can also listen to Greg Shells, where like Anthony sort of talks about how like he never really had a problem with Howard Stern.
And you can tell that when you listen to the stuff, like he's just doing, like he did a Howard impression, you know, that was very good impression of him. And he would sort of make fun of him in that way, like for radio material. But it was always so clear that the person who had this like feeling of, and Anthony said that, or like in that Greg Shells thing, I think. And that, like he was the only one. Opie was the only one who like thought of himself as a rival of Howard Stern, you know, who was just like had this big crazy thing that nobody else really cared about. And of course, Jimmy was a comedian. All of his comedian friends went on Howard Stern. He knew Artie Lang and stuff. He did shows with Artie Lang while Artie was on Howard, you know, they were like went out and toured together. And Anthony was a massive Howard Stern fan, like obsessed with him before he got into radio. So like, what do you, of course it was all you, man.
The part in the book that I've always taken from Permanently Suspended, the rise and fall and rise again of, Anthony Cumia. I don't remember the exact, it is the rise and fall and rise again, which is like, okay.
He could do a new one, the rise and fall and rise again and fall again.
Falling again.
Down back.
There is a piece of that book where he kind of talks about how like Opie not only saw himself as a rival to Howard Stern, but he also saw like Club Soda Kenny gets hired because Howard Stern has Ronnie the limo driver, right? Like that's the kind of stuff that he hints at in the book, that Opie just wanted to be Howard Stern so bad, and that he and Jimmy knew that there was no world in which they would be on the same level as Howard Stern, one of the most, you know, famous guys in the world. So
yeah, like they
didn't suck up to him. The person here is like kind of getting it wrong. I don't think Anthony sees him as a great guy or anything like that, but he's just like, we're not on the same. There was never a world in which we would be on the same level as that guy.
Yeah. But when they joined the radio world, Howard was already established as the best. It's not like, you know, there was a time when you could go head to head with Howard. And, you know, like in the 80s or whatever, or the 70s, late 70s, you know, like you could go head to head Howard and people could man cow beat him in certain things or whatever. But then there became sort of a time when he just was the man, you know, he had Private Parts was just like one of the biggest movies in the fucking world. And he had like syndicated TV and was just like, it was very obvious to anybody that you could not, you know, go toe to toe with him.
No, and you're not going toe-to-toe. Even all the time they spent talking about him and stuff like that, it's like you never went toe-to-toe with him.
No. Opie said he's afraid of us. He went to that was the thing he would always say. Howard's afraid of us. Like, he went to management and said to stop talking about it. Like, I mean, I don't think it's because he was afraid of you guys, you know? Like, I mean, maybe he was annoyed by it and he didn't want to deal with it anymore or whatever. But, like, yeah, the idea that, like, yeah, Howard's actually afraid of us. No, man, Howard was just fucking counting his fucking money and you know, the mobs of all of his fans all the time. He wasn't fucking thinking about you at all.
No. And Howard, of course, like everybody knows that, like, when you're on top, like you're not going after people that are beneath you. And that's exactly kind of what Opie and Anthony were. They were the second biggest, for sure. but by like such a far, like they were second biggest, but like the first biggest was like miles ahead of them.
Different league entirely.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see what he has to say here.
They literally would not know that. Anthony met him briefly down in Atlantic City at a casino, very briefly. There was an acknowledgement, and I think there was like a very quick, weak handshake that took place. But besides that, they don't know if he's a decent person. They never hung out with him. They only know Howard like, most of us, including myself. I only know the person that comes through the radio, and I didn't even really listen.
What you usually say.
It's not usually what you say. And also, I kind of do think that certainly at times the person coming through on the radio was a very genuine version of Howard. I think that's what people actually enjoyed about the show, is that he seemed to be himself. Well, maybe not as much anymore. I don't listen because he fucking is worse than any of them now.
Yeah, I canceled Sirius finally.
Buddy. Yeah, but like I think at a time it was like you could sort of get an idea of the kind of guy he was, you know? And maybe, yeah, he's putting on a little bit, but he's on the air fucking 4 hours a day every single day, you know? I mean, it's kind of hard to be fake for that amount of time. I don't know.
Listen that much. What kiss asses. That is so lame. The crap that Howard pulled on Anthony and me and the show, went after us personally. Oh, is he a decent guy?
Oh. He didn't
go. He went after you personally? In what way?
I mean, and he talks about, I've heard, you know, Howard talk about, like, these guys were talking shit about me in Boston. Like, he wasn't going to figure that out. You know what I mean? And then they come and work for the same company as him. It's like, well, we're working for the same fucking company. Why are you attacking my daughter?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why? And it's because this insane jealousy, and they're going on the radio all the time and attacking him and his family. Like, yeah, he's like, hey, we're meant to be working together now.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you can't say anything, then here.
Oh, God, I hate ass kissers. It's the worst thing you can do in this world. That statement is literally based on nothing, because they never hung out with a guy.
But you don't have to hang out with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't. This is a guy who his entire persona is public. You can make a decision and say you think he's a decent guy or not. You don't have to have hung out with him and spend time with him.
This guy is so pathetic.
They never even had a 2-minute conversation with the guy in the hallways of Sirius XM.
Well, how do you know that?
Zilch. Zero. Jim said you wouldn't look Stern in the face. I think it was during your renegotiation. Oh. That's another lie. I was walking the hallways, passing Stern in the hallway, looked him right in the eye and said, good morning. This happened a few times. And next thing you know, SiriusXM locked down the entire facility.
All right. Okay. Well, there is a little bit of Opie here. I'm going to do something really quick.
Badass Opie. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I fucking looked at the motherfucker, and then guess what? That fucking guy didn't show his fucking face around there anymore.
I'm making a comment here. Please bring back the beer show.
Yeah, the beer show. He almost typed the beer show. Opie would be like, what are you even talking about?
All right. Comment. So, boom.
Hopefully. And you commented that with your real account.
I did. Okay. Yes. Right. Well, there's nothing on it. Like,
oh, okay. You
know, let's upload a video to get started. All right. Well, Chris, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you. I guess the next time we'll be doing an episode together will be right around probably September Fish or so.
Shut the fuck up. It'll yes, be right after September Fish. Then the next run of guys comes up. I can definitively tell you what is about to happen on the next run after the Kevin Smith guys episode, which comes out on the 12th. Let's let the patrons know what we got coming up.
What comes out next then before Kevin Smith?
What comes out? Bowlers.
Oh yes,
that episode is very fun.
Yeah,
very, very fucking fun. September, October, we got Lawn Guys. Mm-hmm. That was a Chris request, so I put it on there. Productivity guys,
mm-hmm.
Naked guys, which is
nudists,
not sexual, naked.
Naked guys, non-sexual.
Yes.
Put that in the title, non-sexual.
I will. I'll make sure. Ska guys.
Ska guys, non-sexual.
Yes. Foodie guys. And then the our patrons picked rockabilly guys. So
yeah, and they were really adamant about that. So I guess some of the comments they were saying, this is a real type of guy. See, I'm sort of familiar with it, but I was kind of like, oh, is that like rock guys? But no, it's not. It's like honky tonk man or something, right? Like
kind of, yeah. It's like 50s guys, basically.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But
well, I guess we'll learn. I guess we'll learn. That's the whole point of the show, right?
I grew up with a guy who was sort of like a rockabilly. I worked at a grocery store with this guy, and he was really into the Reverend Horton Heat.
I've heard of Reverend Horton Heat, so that's rockabilly. That
rockabilly shit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And it's guys that look like kind of rock and roll, kind of hillbilly. They still put like grease in their hair and
I see.
They're incredibly not people I'd ever want to be around in my entire life. Very horrible. But we will see you all next week on Guys Plus and the Bowling Guys episode with Patrick Monahan. Goodbye.
Bye.